All right, gentlemen, let's get back to our seats, please. This morning, we're going to receive from another man of God who's been really just at the core of, you know, making disciples at all levels. I used to work with him, and he taught me a lot of things when I was still in kids' ministry. But more than that, no, not I was in kids' ministry. As a pastor. Okay, as a pastor. Kamali, sorry. Nawala eh, no? But really, this man, talagang I just want to honor this man for his commitment, his dedication, his love for people. And he's going to talk about more people skills today. Let's give a hand for Pastor Paulo Punsalan.
Thank you, Sky. Good morning, everyone. Clarification, as a pastor, we were both kids pastors. So yung ano. Anyway, this morning, I'm going to talk about conflict management and resolution. So pag-usapan natin yung kasi nangyayari sa iba yon, hindi nangyayari sa atin yon, 'di ba? That never happens. So para lang alam niyo kung paano gawin para sa kanila. Kasi that never happens to you eh, 'di ba? So walang hindi nangyayari sa mga churches natin dito. So that's ha, sa ibang church lang. Okay, so but I don't know if you're like me. I actually grew up hating conflict. I did not like. I wanted to be I wanted smooth relationships. I didn't like that. In fact, worse than hating conflict was hating confrontation. It wasn't something I liked to do. I remember when I was, I think in grade 2, I had a conflict with this ka street namin eh. Lumaki ako sa Marikina. So, ka street namin, the guy's name is Roy. Eh, sa kabilang dulo siya. For some reason, kasi he was grade 4, ako grade 2. Hindi pa ako matangkad. So, and then he, for some reason, basta mayroong conflict eh. So, mayroong messenger. Sabi sa akin nung kaibigan ko, sabi ni Roy, okay, ang yabang mo daw. Ganun. So, sabi ko, sabi mo kay Roy, mas mayabang siya. So, yung ano, babalik siya ganun. So, after nun, sabi ni Roy, suntukan daw kayo. Sabi niya, okay. Nangyayari sa inyo yun, di ba? Mata, di ba? Normal yun, di ba? Tawa ka mo yung tenga, di ba? Tignan mo sa mata, ganun. So, pagbalik nung ano, sabi nung messenger, sabi niya, sabi mo kay Roy, kung sino yung may kailangan siya, lumapit. Di ba? So, punta lang, ganun. So, pagbalik nung, tas, you know, hindi ko na lang, nangyayari na lang, naglalakad na siya papunta doon, sa papunta na sa akin. So, siyempre, alam mo na yun, parang gano'n na. Grade 2 ako noon, grade 4 yun. Mas matangkad sa akin. So, bawat lakad niya, parang alam mo yun, parang dinosaur. Boom, boom. Parang in your mind, naiisip mo na, ako, yari ako dito, di ba? So, lapit siya. So, mas matangkad sa akin. So, nakatingin siyang gano'n. So, siyempre, I have to keep a straight face, di ba? Tapos, sabi sa akin, ni Joel, makipagsuntukan ka daw sa akin. So, tahimik lang ako. After a while, sabi ko, Yaya! Sa labas yung yaya ko. Tapos, uwi ka, Roy! Ba't nakikipag-away ka? So, anyway, yun yung naging weapon ko. Yung panlaban ko, di ba? Tapang, di ba? Anyway, now, I love what Max Lucado said. Sabi niya, conflict is inevitable, but combat is optional. Okay, so, but I think in being in ministry, there's always going to be conflict because we work with people, we minister to people, we spend time with them, invest time with them every day. And success in teams is measured not by the absence of conflict, but by our response to it. And I actually, at the beginning, I have a couple of case studies I want to start with. In fact, if we can hand Ana sa inyo na, no? I want us to discuss this first before we get into some of our teaching. As I said, I didn't say it, but I want to tell you, I'm really actually humbled by being here today and sharing with you because some of you here have been in ministry longer than I have been. I've been as a senior pastor longer than I have been, so thanks for the opportunity. But we're going to talk about these two conflicts. I think you have that case studies, no, on your papers. Gawin natin, let's see. 1, 2, 3 on this side, okay? You take DIY. Sama na dito yung grupo ni Ed at saka ni Eric. Okay? And then case study 2, which is priorities from Richie's to Mark's at saka pag ganon dito. Yung priorities case study 2. Pero ang gawin nyo, sa table lang, hindi nyo na kailangan mag-gather together, but i-discuss nyo lang within your tables. Alex, may kasama, kasama ka ba? Andito ka na lang sumama na. So, if you can talk about that for a moment, and then we'll discuss it as a group. Is that clear? Okay, so go ahead and do that in the next five minutes. And then discuss how you will actually approach and deal with the situation. All right. Oh, pwede na?
Sige.
May conflict na dyan.
Wala conflict eh. Ginawa namin.
Ginawa nyo na. Nasold na nila Julius eh. So, i-explain nila sa inyo bakit. Alam na nila kung bakit. So, oh, ikaw na, Julius. Ikaw na.
No board member.
Kesa, yung problema dito kay Juan, kay Connie,
hindi, basahin mo muna. Basahin mo muna. Hindi nila, walang context eh. So, masaya.
Nabasa na nila, nabasa na nila.
Gila. Ang binasa kasi nila yung second eh. No.
Okay. Jesse is the worship services coordinator. His hardcore guy is unquestionable. However, one thing the staff notices is that he is a
DIY kind of guy. He never delegates. He doesn't want to train others in fear that he will lose his position and authority in the department. Because of this, Connie, the church admin, feels demoralized because she is made to feel useless. Jesse accomplished. Things are getting personal and now they are not in speaking terms. What do you do? What will be your next step? Ayan. So, na-realize namin yung root issue dito.
Suspect.
Yung suspect. Suspecha lang namin. Itong si Jesse at saka si Connie actually ay mag-asawa. May problema sila sa bahay na nadadala nila sa church.
Meron ba kayong seryosong sagot sa katanungan?
Annulment daw. Hindi, siguro si Jesse kasi mukhang mataas yung insecurity niya. Siguro kung ako yun, kakausapin ko muna si Jesse, talk about his issue about yung insecurity na yun. Then try to encourage him na kung kaya niya, mag-usap sila ni Connie, hindi muna ako magigitna. Kung kaya nilang dalawang isolve yung issue, mas maganda siguro yun. Pero talagang hindi kaya, tatawagin ko na si Pastor Ross para siya mag-usap dun sa dalawa.
Keith. Yan ang comment.
On the... siguro, first, we will talk to Connie first.
Connie muna.
Yeah. Nakalagay kasi dito, however, one thing the staff notices, I believe ang may issue dito si Connie. If you will try to look at, if you will read it, no, si Jesse naman, I think, he's doing everything for God naman. Kasi his heart for God is unquestionable. Now, I will talk to the both of them. Pero first, si Connie muna. Kasi yung nga sabi ni John kanina. Baka... You want to speak, bro? You want to speak? Kasi baka si Connie lang eh. Kasi, kakausapin ko si Connie, how do you feel? Bakit you... Kamusta ka? Kasi nasabi dito, she feels useless. Diba? So and then after that, I'll talk to Jesse na kamusta, how do you run things? There's a truth behind it, baka hindi nga siya talaga nagde-delegate. So, and then after that, we'll meet the both of them, pero isa-isa muna.
Any other thought?
Yes.
Okay, the main issue is your fear of losing the position and authority. So, sa group namin, we talk about he should think of the team effort or teamwork kasi it's a ministry. And things should be done, ay, things should not be taken personally sa kanya. And kinakaralisin niya yung sa kaisipan niya na it's not about the position or the authority, but it talks about the team. It's the ministry. Then also, he should be assured of his function. Anyway, ikaw naman yung naka-in charge yan, so it's your function. So, he will not lose that position kasi it's the ministry. And pag ganun, pag-uusapin din talaga sila before sila kung hindi sila in good terms, kausapin muna yung isa, then kausapin ulit yung isa, then mag-uusap na sila tatlo.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Kasi on the first place in this statement, talaga may problem din kay Jesse. So first and foremost, I have to sit down with him regarding this problem of not training others because of what Al said nga yung of insecurity. So he was not assured about his calling and his title in the ministry. So that's why it's important for him to realize, no, that he was placed by God there. So you don't have to be insecure. All you have to do is function according to what God has called you to be. And then, you know, our goal here is to emphasize that we are not doing alone all the ministry here, but we create the atmosphere to bring more people to be a part of the team. So in that case, that we can be more effective and efficient in our function. Because the moment that we load everything, then it costs not only your department, but it can be affect even the whole ministry. It's because of the things that you're doing is we're not recognizing other gifts, other people's talent and skills to be contributed with us. So it's important for us to realize that we're not doing alone the ministry, but we're including people because part of the culture that we have is to raise more leaders. So with that, if he can be assured about the calling and the place that God has placed him to be, probably he will be liberated about that.
Okay. Guys, on the other side, no, yung isang case, naintindihan niyo yung kaso na pinag-usapan natin, ano? Sino yung unang kakausapin niyo, si Jesse o si Connie? At saka kung sino man sa dalawa yung unang kakausapin niyo, bakit? Any thoughts there? Right, ikaw yan. Sino kakausapin mo una? Or will you talk to them both right away?
No, you have to talk to them separately. Kasi they're becoming for the portion offensive. Okay? So solving the problem will be very, very hard. Si Connie, kasi yung babae yung unang nagkasala, sabi ni Pastor Luther. Just kidding. I think it's Connie. I know she'll be emotional. So I think I will invest more time. So after that, yes.
Okay. Anybody has an opposite thought? Una and si Jesse. Does everybody agree si Connie muna? Tama? Yes? Everybody agrees? Anybody? No? Okay.
Pwede si Jesse kasi siya yung may issue eh. Siya yung nag-iisip or may fear of losing the position and yung authority. So, baka, yes, meron siyang offense pero baka hindi siya masyadong involved doon kasi ang nagkakaproblema talaga ito si Jesse.
That is, if that's the case, yun din ay partially Jesse, probably yung relational teacher din. Since he's the coordinator and Connie is under his department. So there's a problem there with the relationship.
Yeah. Eric?
Ako ay follow two principles. Hierarchy. So ibig sabihin, whoever is above the other, you talk to the person first. Kasi mas responsible yun eh. And second thing is, titignan mo is who's hurting the most. So you talk to the person who's hurting the most because the person has more issues. Yeah.
So uunahin mo yung hurting the most o uunahin mo yung mas may influence or authority?
Kung this administratively structural, yung hierarchy. Pero kung we're talking about relationship, okay, who's hurting the most?
Who's hurting? So in this case, it's Connie.
Yeah.
Tama? Okay. Interesting. Sige, let's continue, okay? Mamaya na yung second case, and you'll realize more and more, it really is a case-to-case basis. Every situation, issue, it's hard to copy-paste. Even if you've experienced something in the past, let's say na experience yun yung Connie and Jesse situation, and then there's a new situation that's very similar to Connie and Jesse, it may not necessarily be the same quote-unquote formula to actually deal with the new conflict. Ano? But I want to say this, that conflicts actually test how we're building. Okay? They test a person's faithfulness, loyalty, and quality to the team. Conflicts give each team member a chance to grow and mature. And I remember there's a guy in the church who's actually one of our ushers. He's also a lawyer, and he's now a newscaster for PTV4. His name is Mark Castrodes, okay? And what he was sharing one time we had dinner, sinasabi niya, it's interesting, and I think at some point we will all face this, because sabi niya, a lot of the people who are coming on staff these days, whether that's in ministry or outside in the corporate world, are the millennials, which would mean those who were born in the 90s and the recent, maybe towards the late 80s, 90s, and towards the late 90s. Ano? Sabi niya, those who are coming in on staff, mga 19, 20, 21, 23 years old, have been raised in an environment where conflict has... conflict. There's still conflict, kaya lang the way they manage or resolve it is now quite different. In fact, when he teaches conflict management, sabi niya, it's as basic as looking at the person in the eye, saying sorry, step 1, 2, 3, bakit? Kasi they don't know how to resolve conflicts anymore. Nung dati, naalala niyo yun, I mean, again, when, you know, let's say, basketball, nakipag-away ka, di ba? Nagkabalyahan. And then, sumama loob mo. You'll have to resolve that conflict kasi the next day, magkikita ulit kayo sa basketball court eh. Di ba? Or patintero, or tubang preso, magkikita ulit kayo the next day eh. Whether whether you resolve it by suntukan, di ba? Or you resolve it na, uy, okay na yun ha? Sorry ha? Or resolve it, as in, talk, sit down, you are able to resolve it. Now, these days, because these young ones, or at least those who are the millennials, he calls it, have grown up in an day and age that if they are in a conflict, they can lock themselves in the room and lambast somebody on Twitter or Facebook, and that's the end of the relationship. They don't have to show their face to that person anymore. That's how people think these days. And that's why now, it's either trade me, move me to another department, or, you know, I'll just quit and I'll resign. Because, unfortunately, people are not skilled, or at least the skill hasn't been developed in terms of resolving conflicts. And I thought that made a lot of sense listening to that. And I think as leaders and ones who are overseeing staff, avoiding conflict and avoiding confrontation will not necessarily be the best way to approach it, okay? Now, in terms of resolving conflict, Dave and Claudia Arp, they've written several books for Zondervan, and they've talked about conflict resolution, and sabi niya, there are different five ways people deal with conflicts. Okay, the first one is the withdrawer, and that would be... They would use the turtle as the animal to represent it. The withdrawer is the one who withdraws physically or even emotionally when there's a conflict. Very similar to kung ano yung what I shared earlier na kinikwento ni Mark Castrodes, no? There was a story about a father who went into a parent-teacher conference. Kinausap siya nung teacher, "Sir, kasi yung anak niyo pag merong conflict, nagwo-walk out. Okay? So, we need to deal with this. Kasi, for some reason, he doesn't know how to resolve it. So, sinabi niya, hindi naman ganun yung anak ko sa bahay, sabi ng daddy. Sir, kasi pag ang nangyayari, like the other day, nung nag-away yung classmate, yung classmate katabi niya, because he did not want it to be involved, he walked out. Huh? Talaga? So they actually got into a disagreement. And guess what the dad did? Nag-walk out, di ba? So, nakakuha pala ng anak sa tatay, okay? Now, that's the first one, the third of the withdrawal. Number two is the skunk or the attacker. Okay? Number two is the skunk or the attacker. Okay? Pa-click na lang for the next slide. Okay? We don't have skunks here in the Philippines, okay? But unfortunately, I've been able to see one outside, you know, in the States, and medyo nag-spray. Mabaho talaga, okay? It sprays people. This guy, this animal sprays people verbally, or at least the attacker will spray people verbally and when being attacked or threatened. That's what happens. Okay, they attack verbally they spray people verbally when being attacked or threatened. The verbal skills to attack the person face to face or behind their back. Okay, they use words to make people or the person look bad. That would be the attacker, the skunk. Okay. Number three, the chameleon or the yielder. The chameleon or the yielder. Ito yung he blends into the environment. Okay? And thus avoiding the conflict. Yung isa nag-withdraw, ito, tahimik lang, hindi naman siya nag-withdraw, pero just blends with the environment so that he can avoid the conflict. Agrees with whatever opinion is as it's being expressed. So tahimik lang siya pag staff meeting, hindi nagsasalita, ayaw maging mag-conflict, go with the flow lang. Kung ano na lang yung sabihin ng sino man yung nanalo ng nagsasalita, okay na yun, okay na ako. Okay? They go with whatever the prevailing crowd is going, thus avoiding conflict but never expressing a real opinion. That becomes the problem. Number four is the owl or the intellectualizer. The owl or the intellectualizer. Okay, this style avoids feelings at all costs. Okay, in other words, very, very factual. Ano nangyari? O sige, gawin natin to. Ayusin natin to. Nasugatan ka, okay? Offended ka, deal with it. Okay? Lahat nasasaktan. Okay? Discusses the issue on intellectual level but has no feelings. He deals with facts, and facts. Okay, so, and unfortunately, this person avoids feelings at all costs. No emotion at all. Okay, so, I don't care what you feel. I don't care if you're being hurt. Let's just do the job. Tapusin natin yung trabaho. Ministry to. Okay. Number five is the winner or the gorilla. This style has to win at all costs pag may conflict. Okay? Whatever happens, kahit masaktan kita, basta ako yung panalo, okay? Ito yung kailangan mangyari. The greatest weapon is manipulation and intimidation. Okay? The greatest weapon is intimidation or manipulation. I will do whatever it takes at all costs, okay? Even to manipulate you emotionally, verbally, physically, so that I can get my way, okay? Or maybe even intimidation. Okay, you don't like what I'm saying, there's a conflict, then, you know, either my way or highway, the highway, you get out of here, okay? Shape up or get shipped out. That's the gorilla. Keeps mental files of past hurts and grudges, keeps it and brings it out at the right moment. That's, you know, that's the winner of the gorilla. Now, obviously there is a part of every animal in all of us. Okay, so I want us to take a moment to think about this for a few minutes, and then just sino sa lima dito na sometimes you have a tendency. Now, I guess I realize that every conflict it's different. But which would be the propensity for you? What would be the tendency or the inclination for you? Okay, so talk about that in your group for now, okay, in the table, and then let's process that. Sandali lang, mabilis lang, 2 minutes lang, okay? Mabilis lang.
Everybody.
Seconds. Mabilis lang to. 30 seconds. Okay, last 10 seconds. Okay, sige. Anybody want to share? Okay. I know this causes you to be vulnerable, ano? Kasi nga, syempre, weakness mo to eh. Who was I talking? I was talking to somebody the other day. Sabi, you know what? That's the power of the gospel. Yung, pag alam mong wala ka naman pwedeng iyabang eh. Eh, labas mo na yung, di ba? Alam mo, hindi mo naman kailangan mag-face, maglabas ng, di ba? You try to project an image. So, yeah.
On normal, I'm more of an intellectualizer.
Intellectualizer, okay. Bakit naman yun?
Kasi, problema ka, let's talk about it. May problema yung isa. Talk about it. Kasi, we need to fix this para ma-resolve yung issue or problem.
No emotions.
meron din, of course, because I'm not the involved party. Eh. Pero yung more of my conflict solution style is okay. Intellectualizer.
Okay, good. Oh. Alright, anybody else? Yes.
Ito medyo dark side to eh. Hindi naman ito yung positive side na.
So, yes, of course.
At pansin ko sa sarili ko nag-vary depending on whom I'm relating.
Okay.
If it's to a superior, yung negative side, could ang tendency maging yielder.
Right.
But if I'm positionally or ano, may tendency to maging gorilla.
That's a good point. That's a good point. Tama yun.
And depende sa hayop na...
He's... Katapat mo.
I think in marriage, one of us are yielder.
Whoa. In other words, Ander. Okay. Anybody else? That's a great insight. Kasi it depends who you're talking to. Eh. Kasi kung siyempre somebody in authority, then more often than not, it'll be you. But if you're the one in authority, yeah, you're right. That's true. Okay. Very good thought. Can he not necessarily be intimidating and... You mean a winner lang kasi gusto lang niya manalo. Oh. Yeah, yeah. Oh, pwede naman parang. Pero in other words, the idea here is you want to always win the argument. You always want to win in a conflict. You come on top. Diba? That's the idea here. So, yeah.
Okay, personally, parang sa akin yung winner. Although halimbawa sa mga meetings. Although masaya yung meeting, pero there are at the back of your mind na napapersuade mo sila of the idea. Parang hindi, but how can I say that? Yung hindi naman masamaan, pero nag-yield, nag-agree sila doon sa idea ko na masaya. Yung that's gorilla nga. Gorilla nga eh. So, gorilla nga
eh.
Oh, artist.
Pagkapanalo.
Yes.
Artistic. Parang panalo.
Parang serpent.
That's right. Eh, dapat nga serpent eh.
Okay.
Serpent
regulation. Okay. I guess, I think that's my takeaway, bro. I think that's my takeaway. It depends. Yeah, sir. Amen.
Yeah, it depends sa kausap. Pero sa akin, it depends sa position mo. Like, even though you need to win or you need to fight for it, even though he's over above your position, pero you know that you are in the right thing to fight for it. It depends sa case siguro sa akin, not sa taong kausap.
Good. Okay. Yeah, you have something?
Siguro po, if you will ask the people I work with, sabihin nila, Manila Zoo ako. sa akin personally, I think I'm an intellectualizer. Pero ang downside nito kasi I've been hurt a lot of times growing up and in work. So I put off my emotional side. So pagka we're dealing with problems, I want to see the solution. Regardless of what you feel, what's the solution? Problema nun, the more that they will be hurt. Kasi hindi na i-address yung... Pagka kasi may conflict, it's all about emotions eh. Mm. Hindi naman reason eh. Hindi na-address, so lalo silang nagagalit. So...
Alright. Sige, we'll talk about that some more. But let me continue. The causes of conflicts in the workplace. Okay, and then more and more, these animals will get highlighted as we talk about this. You know? Number one, differing values. The differing values can be a cause of conflict in the workplace, in the ministry. For example, the boss... or the supervisor or the guy in charge values to finish work first, but for you the family comes first.
Yeah.
Okay, but due to a project deadline or to a ministry deadline, he asks you to give up a planned vacation. Nakabili ka na ng piece of air, diba? So what do you do, diba? The converse of that naman is no work getting accomplished because family becomes the center of the teammate's universe. Diba? Yung lagi na lang dahilan, graduation, may basketball game. So wala nang na-accomplish. Okay? So not just you as the senior pastor, but baka yung staff member. Diba? So differing values, that's one of one of the examples of differing values. Ano pa yung mga ibang naiisip nyo na in terms of differing values? If you can add to this, ha? Priorities, okay?
Excellence.
Give specifics. I know, because values, priorities, very, very similar.
Siguro excellence na this is it can be improved better, pero the staff would say okay na to, you know.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Standard of excellence.
Okay. Contribution versus relationship. Okay. Anybody else?
Miscommunication.
Okay. Speaking to that. Explain. Or give a specific or something.
Yeah, pag wala.
Lahat naman to hypothetical, di ba?
Transparency of communication. When it comes to the team. Pag walang saktong communication, nagkakaroon ng problema. Pag walang transparency among leader among the team. So, pag walang transparency, pag walang channel of walang proper channel of communication, nagkakaroon ng conflict. Kasi nga communication is vital to the team.
Yeah.
So, pag may mga hindi na-address na tama or kung walang proper channel of communication, yung mga concerns, yung mga values natin, napupunta kahit saan-saan.
Okay.
Kaya kakaroon ng miscommunication sa bawat isa.
Okay. Great. Number two, assumptions. Okay. These are the second, another cause of conflict, no? Example, a person assumes that the other member of the team will do what was assigned as a task and the other fails to accomplish it. Then the conflicts arise. Okay. Conflicting roles can also cause this. Job descriptions are important. Let's say you assign an admin person, kailangan mag-RFF siya. Okay? Kailang you assume she or he will do it, pero hindi nagawa. So ngayon, walang materials for Victory Weekend. Walang venue na na-reserve for Victory Weekend because walang pera or walang hindi na na-reserve yun. So stuff like that. Okay? So assumptions. or assumptions in terms of like what Jansen was saying in communication, di ba? Minsan merong gap in the communication, hindi na relay. Third thing is expectations. A little similar but a bit different because when we expect people to know things without us telling them, okay? How many of you know we can't or they can't read our minds? Okay, and I think for us, a lot of us here, lahat pa senior pastor dito, lahat naman, no? Okay, so parang before you became a senior pastor, okay, obviously you were in staff, so you were not the person in charge, no? You were probably a second man or you were part of the team, and you appreciated when expectations were communicated clearly, so that you can deliver, and when you deliver, results are provided as was expected or as was communicated to you. Okay, you're not second guessing. Now you're on the other side of it, because you're the one in charge. Okay, so in other words, we need to be thinking through, am I clear with my expectations with the staff that I have? Recently in the discipleship conference 2013 that we had, no, yung parang there were certain things that we had to deal with in terms of expectations, diba? Yung we expect you, kasi parang there are seasons that were very, very busy, and that was one of it because of discipleship 2013. And if you don't show up at meetings, and then I see you, let's say, the weekend before the 2013 conference, you're with your family in Boracay or something. Well, how do you balance that? Diba? There's an expectation, but at the same time, medyo high pressure to. Okay, so that can cause conflict. So I mean, I'm sure your minds are already churning in terms of how that can happen in your staff. Diba? There are expectations, there work needs to be done, it has to be completed, but why is it that you're not on the ball? Okay. Number four is differing backgrounds. Okay, differing backgrounds. Like for example, you grew up letting off steam right away to resolve conflict. Diba yung growing up, pag like yung magkakapatid kayo, pag may problema, again, as I said, either suntukan or usapan, at least, pero na-resolve. Hindi natutulog kayo, hindi kayo nag-uusap, 3 days na, hindi pa kayo hindi kayo napapansinan. And unfortunately, that carries over to even in the workplace. Kung if you grew up that way, it's possible that you bring that culture in. So growing up, I don't know how it is for you, diba? But at least for us, while I hated conflict and confrontation, I guess in the home, it always was a value to make sure that's resolved right away. So again, while I hated it, I knew the value of it. Okay, so to this day, I realized, okay, it has to be resolved. Now, number five would be, the other one is inability to resolve conflict. That would be a cause of conflict. Inability to resolve conflict. If you don't know how to resolve conflict or unwilling to resolve it, then that itself can become the source of conflict with the other person. Bakit? Because everybody else sees there's a problem or an issue, and you're not doing anything about it. But let's say a staff member is always late, or never shows up at work, or let's say a staff member never delivers, or a staff member is somebody who always, yung alam mo yung vents out, yung pag nag-staff meeting, pero after staff meeting, may isa pang staff meeting, hindi ko maintindihan ba't sinabi ni Rocio na yun, bakit? Di ba yung biglang nag-staff meeting after the staff meeting. Mm-hmm. So, everybody sees that they're doing that, okay, but you're not addressing it. And it's already causing tension in the team, okay? So that's inability to resolve conflict. So I want to leave it at that because we're gonna take another topic, but we'll take a break. Okay. So I need us if you can write down questions, because later we'll have question and answer, because I want to be able to address questions that are real and present, okay, in our situations today. Okay, yeah. So so if you could do that, okay. So let's take a. Pwede rin. Pwede rin. Pwede rin. Parang marriage and ano yan. Marriage and family course na yan. So. Pwede rin. Alright, let's take a break. Okay, balik tayo ng 11:08.